Good morning, New York. This is the Cast Roundtable. John Katsimatidis here, Sunday morning. So many things happening in New York. And to talk to us about it, we have with us Congressman Peter King. How are you, Congressman?
John, I'm doing fine. And I think, like you, I'm looking forward to the new mayor coming in and hoping that New York City can come back, because if New York City doesn't come back, the whole region is going to be hurt. And there's really a few things in the last few days that have me concerned. One is, I guess it was the other night, on Thursday night, you had two stabbings up at Columbia University. One graduate engineering student was stabbed to death. Then nearby, a tourist was stabbed and badly wounded. He's going to survive. And then we have, and this one is a little more questionable, but you have Mayor de Blasio open up these centers to distribute, inject drugs. And I just have real questions about this. To me, I think, as far as I know, New York is going to be one of the first in the country to do it. And if it is going to be done, something like this, which to me is going to encourage more drug use. But in any event, I don't think Mayor de Blasio should be doing it as he's going out the door. There's really no new initiatives between now and the end of the year when the new mayor comes in. I think it's, you really owe it to Mayor-elect Adams to let him run his administration and put his programs in place. But really, New York City is at a real turning point right now.
That, you're absolutely correct there. And some of the shoplifting that's going on out in California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and there's a rule out there that you could shoplift up to $949 and not go to jail. I mean, we haven't experienced that yet in New York. Are you afraid it could happen?
I am. And I don't know the new district attorney coming in Manhattan, but I read what he says and the way he seems to be implying that he's not going to prosecute these low-level crimes. And they call them low-level. It's not low-level if you own the business. And also the low-level leads to the high-level, as we've seen out in California. So, no, I am concerned. And these do seem to be coordinated, because remember the day they had them in Oakland, they had a similar type attack in Chicago, and it was going one to the other. So, we have to be ready. Listen, thank God we have the NYPD. I'm sure that they're making preparations for this. But, the cops can't do it alone. You have to have the district attorneys lined up. You have to have the courts lined up. And you have to have the city council. So, it is going to be a threat that we face. Hopefully, that we can meet it. But I am concerned about, the new district attorney in Manhattan. Seems like he wants to go easy on these people. He doesn't consider them serious crimes. Now, if it was his business that was being robbed,
We're going to get to know him better, and I'm hoping for the best. And I understand we have him speaking at the Police Athletic League on Monday. And hopefully, sometimes people take responsibility when they get a position. And I'm hoping for the best. What else is going on?
I'm sorry, John. There's a lot going on down in Washington. I mean, we're now in the final days of this session here, and the Democrats are desperate to get this multi-trillion-dollar reconciliation or Build Back Better bill through, which I think would be a nightmare for the country. Right now, Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema are holding out on the Democratic side, and either they're fighting to get the bill reduced or to block it altogether. But that's going to be decided in the next week or two. And I know I'm speaking to friends of mine who I knew when I was in Congress. That is really the defining issue right now. And with Joe Biden's numbers, I mean, I saw a Trafalgar poll the other day. They dropped to 36%. Other polls have him at 40 and 42. These are record lows. And this is for a president who basically gets good press and good media. So he's in desperate shape. And I think politically it's going to make it worse for the Democrats to get it through, if they do pass this bill. But they may look at it as they intend to lose big next year anyway. They know they can't do anything about it. And they want to get as much done as now as they can. I would say getting as much damage done as they can. But that's really what's shaping up down there. And then you have, obviously, issues with Ukraine and Russia, how that impacts here. And on Long Island, Nassau County, we have a new county executive coming in, Bruce Blakeman. He's putting together his administration. He made a good move. He reappointed the police commissioner, Pat Ryder. I know he's going to be appointing a county attorney soon. And we have a new district attorney, and Ann Donnelly, who I know is going to do a phenomenal job. So you have all of that taking place here in Nassau County. And out in Suffolk County, Ray Tierney, a new district attorney, He's also setting up his office and his administration. There's a lot happening on Long Island. There's obviously a lot happening in the city with Eric Adams coming in as mayor. And then you have Governor Hochul, who's still a brand new governor. And we have to see how she handles the new variants of the coronavirus.
Now, you were congressman in Long Island, and they're flying some of these people in at 3 o'clock in the morning. The ORR, is it, which is the Organization of Refugee
Resettlement.
Resettlement. Why are they flying them in at 3 o'clock in the morning? I mean, what are they hiding?
Well, they're hiding the fact that these people, and again, they could be poor people, they could be people who need help, but they're being dropped into communities. And if they do in the middle of the night, people don't realize it's happening. This happens at one time, extraordinarily, back in 2014, I remember, and we didn't find out the full extent of it until months later. And we had a lot of these unaccompanied minors from Central America who were being placed in communities on Long Island. And first of all, it was a real burden on the school districts because these kids couldn't speak English, and many of them didn't have health records. You may have a 13-year-old kid with a second-grade education. They had to find places for them in the schools, which already were underfunded in some of these poorer communities. And then we saw that we found out that a number of them were either MS-13 agents or they were relatives of MS-13 families. And we ended up having 25 murders in 18 months being carried out by MS-13 in communities such as Central Islip and Brentwood. I'm afraid of that happening again.
I'm afraid of that, too. We got a minute left, Congressman. What else would you like to tell all New Yorkers?
I would say that as bad as things may look at times, we have to always be optimistic looking forward. And whether we're Democrats or Republicans, and you know, you've always called for common sense, I think we have to stand with the new mayor when we agree with him and not let partisan differences get in the way. And also we have, you know, governor's race coming up next year. On the Democratic side, we have really going to be a tough primary. You have Tom Suozzi just jumped into it. You have Kathy Hochul, Sis James, she's in, Giovanni Williams. And then on the Republican side, you know, Reese Elden, I'm supporting him for the Republican nomination. So it's going to be an exciting year next year. Let's hope it all goes in a positive way.
Congressman Peter King, thank you for coming on, and thank you for everything you've done for all Americans and all New Yorkers. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.